I saw people have been texting in the group chat.
Yeah.
In the group chat, what have they been talking about?
What group chat?
The trip.
Bachelor trip?
Yeah, the bachelor trip group chat.
Let me look.
I saw people, you know what I'm saying, a couple.
I people might have texted something.
It was Yahoo News.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, and I got it framed.
You got what framed?
The article.
You got the article framed? Okay, because I didn't read the article. I remember you telling me you said you had news about your old principal at your school.
Yeah, I'm not.
But I didn't hear anything about it. So what the article say?
I'm not gonna like name blast. Look, I've been through the canceling thing before. I ain't gonna sit there and put nobody on blast like that. But the last school I worked at, my principal, I don't know why, he didn't like me, and I think he was just jealous. He got like Disney to come do a special on him. He was like,
Disney?
Yeah, like a hot Christmas little special. It wasn't like a whole thing about him. It was just like a small portion of like, great principal in Louisiana.
Okay, he's like, okay.
He had some awards. I ain't gonna say nothing. I don't want nobody digging. But he just didn't like me. And he told me in my interview, now, if them kids like you more than me, we're going to have a problem.
That's
and then
exactly
that's when I started
happened,
blowing up pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then when I'd walk by him in the hallway, I'd say, good morning, mister, fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, good morning. And I said, I'm going to see if he says good morning to me. It'd be me and him just walking. I wouldn't say nothing. He wouldn't say nothing.
So it was just quiet. Yeah, if you didn't initiate a conversation, there just wasn't a conversation.
Well, he made it obvious he didn't like me. And he would come in, like, to my class at, like, the last few minutes. And I'd just be talking to the kids, helping some work in the back. And he'd be like, Miss McClain, you ain't going to do no – y'all ain't doing work in it. I'm like, we got 5 minutes left of class.
Yeah, I went over – already went over my entire days with the curriculum type deal.
But I lost my train of thought. Oh, he just didn't like me. But he got arrested for felony theft of from the school account.
He was stealing from the school?
Yeah.
How do you steal money from a school?
I think they said like there was furniture donated to the school and he got the custodians to deliver it to his house. Yeah. And he was also what was it? He was taking trips that were not approved by the
school.
What do you
mean, like vacations and stuff like that?
He would say they're school trips. Okay. Like leadership. There's some trips you can do that the school will pay for to further your education, but he would take trips that were not
approved.
Yeah, and he would, and also it said the article said that he was not even filling out that he was gone. So I think he was still getting paid when he was gone.
So he was, basically getting money while living on a vacation with money that he didn't. Okay.
And also, they said that they found out that he was getting kids to sign off on forms saying that they were there for Saturday tutoring, and he would do that on the weekdays.
Yeah.
So like, there was never any Saturday tutoring going on. He would just get them to sign it.
Oh, so this dude was a grade A scumbag.
Yeah. But like I said, this is allegedly.
Yeah.
I ain't trying.
It hasn't been proven
it
in court or nothing like that. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think he probably did. I'm not saying he did.
you said you think he might have had something out for you. Was like whenever he was getting the hiring process, he said, if the kids like you more, we'll have a problem.
He was joking.
Yeah, he was joking, obviously. But like this is before you started blowing up on TikTok?
He knew I was on social media. He was like, Mr. McClendon, he saw me like the second time I saw him. He said, Mr. McClendon, you're a funny guy. I saw your videos. And I said, oh, is that a problem? He was like, no, as long as you don't get the school board involved with me. And I never did, but he was trying to be like a book author, a public speaker, and all that.
The whole nine yards.
So, like, he was wanting to go down that same rabbit hole I went down. Yeah. So
you think there was some sort of maybe, like, resentment towards you from him? Or
jealousy. Not like I'm sitting there saying I'm
stuff,
but, like, I don't – could have been cool with me.
Yeah.
Would have been fine.
You said he got Disney to come out to y'all's school and do a play for him?
No, not a play. I don't know how he did it. There was like a winner. I don't want to say too many things.
Yeah, I got you.
But there was like he basically somehow got them to come to our school, and do like a short segment of our school. Mm-hmm. And like they had like a whole like in the auditorium. They called us all there. All of our kids had to be there, and they had cameras everywhere. All the kids had to wear the Mickey Mouse hats. And they said, all right, we're going to present him with a trip to Disney. Everybody cheer. We're going to get him to walk in. His family's there. And everybody cheered. He was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They said, all right, we're going to do that one more time. He had to go outside.
So he had to do a double take on his excitement. And
he came in just... Oh my god. It was so fake, man.
I don't know if I'd be able to fake that. Like, I feel like the first reaction would have to be like my genuine reaction. I'd be like, yo, you're gonna have to use that one. I don't know if I'd be able to pretend.
I don't know. He was so into himself too. He thought it was so cool. He was like, man, I turned my school around. First off, no, you didn't. Your teachers did.
Yeah, 100%. It doesn't start with the principal, it starts with the teachers.
The next year when I wasn't there, he had a whole spiel. He said, I always thought Mr. McClendon wasn't doing nothing in his classroom.
What?
I was like, he was never in my class.
That's crazy of him to say, though, to just say that.
But then he said, but I was wrong. He had the highest, like, I wasn't there, but I was told this by multiple people. He had the highest testing scores in the school, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
not surprised.
Yeah. I don't know. He was super. I don't ever like talking about people, but this is like my one arc nemesis.
Yeah, you got a couple people that just grind your gears. Him, those two ladies from the church.
Well, about them. I saw.
Okay,
them.
Okay. Let's get an update on these ladies.
I saw them Sunday. One of them I've never really talked to, but the other one, I came out the bathroom. I think I went to pee, and as soon as I open the door, I'm looking down. I do this, and she's like right there, and I just. I'm just like this, and she says good morning. I it made me feel so mean, but I just hit her with a nod.
That's the dude. I mean, that's the classic white person. Like me, if somebody says, "Hey, how you doing?" I make my lips disappear.
Yeah,
and then the nod.
Well, I think last time we talked, I was thinking about going hog hunting.
Yeah. How did it end up turning out?
Well, I my prediction was right. I said, you know what? I bet he's gonna show up tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I went and sat out there, and I heard like a stem break.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked, and I just see it was like dark. It was past the shooting hours, but you can hunt hog at night.
Yeah.
But I just saw a silhouette of a pig. But he was moving quick, and he wasn't going to stay long, so I just pulled my gun up, and he stopped for a second.
You quick-scoped him.
Well, I don't even know if I hit him.
Oh.
But I shot, and my ear is still recovering.
To this day. You don't wear earplugs when you go
running? Wouldn't have had time to put them in. Oh. I don't want to sit in the stand for hours with earplugs.
I feel that,
If it was like deer hunting, because sometimes the deer will give you a good little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, he was moving quick, and I pulled up, shot, and I don't know what happened. We went and looked the next day. I didn't see no blood, but boar hogs like him, that I don't know if you know, but on their shoulder, they have like an inch and a half of like just natural armor. It's like thick, fatty hide stuff. So I could have hit him, just no blood. I don't know, man. But
I mean, that's whenever it comes to like boar hogs and stuff like that, you said you can hunt those at night. You know what I mean? And this the same. Do you think it was the same one that's been messing with your deer feed and your plot and everything?
I have cameras. It was definitely the same one. Yeah. But for people that don't know, I had some people saying like, don't hunt hogs. They're invasive.
Yeah.
They're not from here.
Most invasive species in Louisiana is hogs.
I think billions of dollars in damages to property every year. So.
Yeah. I just saw a video on Twitter. I'm going to cut you off. Saw a video on Twitter of, it was like two dudes. They were in like a side-by-side ATV and they were just plowing through a field, just like going, I don't even know how fast, just storming through a field. And they both had like ARs with like green lasers off of them. And literally the camera, like I said, you just see it bumpy, bumpy, bumpy. And then it looks up and there's like 40 hogs just in their field. And it said what farmers have to do to protect their crops and stuff like that. And dude, it would just tack, 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 tack. So that's just... If you got to do mass murders on hogs, I guess, around here to keep your stuff safe.
But it's crazy to bring that up, though. When I went to San Antonio.
What's it called?
Demolition Ranch. They had a content creator shootout day. We just shot, like, I got to shoot miniguns and assault rifles, like automatic guns. It's always a lot of fun.
How different was it to shoot automatic compared to, like,
The one thing I had to learn is, like, when I shoot a deer rifle, I'll hold it like this. But they told me, they said, no, put your shoulder out because you got more meat here to push back on, yeah, and kind of square up. Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I had one scoped, like, scar automatic,
yeah,
and I just was, dun, 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 and I was hitting the target every time.
It felt very controlled.
Oh, yeah. Somebody said, man, you look like a professional.
So, what was it? It was just like, you think it was like a form change that made it to where you was able to?
But you just had more stability. Like, when you shoot, like, if I was shooting like this, the gun's probably going to push my arm. Yeah. But this way, it was just like I was stronger at kind of tucking it in, I guess.
Has that changed the way you hunt now? Like
well, whenever I've been hunting since.
But like, whenever, like, for the boar hog, was that before or after you went out there?
Nah, this was after.
Okay, so the Demolition Ranch was after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, right after my ear was still ringing.
Yeah, so. See, and that's – when. So you say you don't wear those plugs. You don't want to have the plugs in the entire time. I get that. But when me and my dad used to go hunting, he used to always say, you know, take one out. But whatever side, if I hunt, you know what I'm saying, I put the stock on my right side. If that's so, I always had to have my right earbud in. Mm. My dad would just keep that one in. Keep that one in. If you can be quick, you know what I'm saying, get that pop of the left one in. But yeah, I always kept my right one in because that's whenever the gun shoots on that side.
How often would you go hunting?
I used to go hunting before the little traumatic crap or whatever. I went hunting, dude, with my dad every hunting season, squirrel season, we'd go out there hunting squirrel. Every duck season, we'd go hunt duck. Every deer season, we'd go hunt deer. Whenever it wasn't any of those season, we'd be out there at 5 a.m. fishing. Uh-huh. And I would do it every weekend. Uh-huh. Every weekend that my dad was home. Like, because my dad always worked off, like, work shutdowns and stuff like that. And whenever he'd come back, yeah. Right. Always do that. Yeah, we would deer hunt. My favorite thing was squirrel hunting, though.
Yeah.
Because it duck hunting, you just sit in a blind.
I've never been all day. Yet.
Duck hunting? Mm-mm. Duck hunting's amazing. Like, as far
I heard it's fun because you can sit there and talk. Like, you can goof off.
It's very interactive. The reason why I like duck hunting growing up is because my dad built his own duck stand.
Yeah.
And so the way he had it was, there was a box stand for you to be sitting in whenever you were shooting. But then he had he built like a little side deck, kind of like a mini dock off the back of it, and it had like a wrap around, and it made a big hole in the middle where you could pull a boat in, or if you wanted to, you could just anchor the boat out on the outside, and he would have chairs sitting on the little wrap around, and we would just fish in that little hole in the duck blind. We would just fish right there. If there wasn't no ducks flying, fish right there in that little the little hole. And it was a great time because it was just very interactive. Like you said, you could talk. You could pull out a sandwich, eat a bag of chips. You could sit there. Whenever you're like, all right, well, I guess we'll try to go. Wah, 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 wah. You got there, try to call it. But, yeah, it's.
Ain't no ducks here.
Yeah, ain't no ducks here.
Your turn, tic-tac-toe.
It was a great time, though, man. But it was good.
You brought it up, though. You said you watched a video of, like, them running hogs down.
Heck yeah.
The ranch day this time, it wasn't as big as last time. Mm-hmm. I met Roman Atwood there.
Oh, heck yeah, Roman Atwood. That dude, one of the biggest, like, content creators, like, YouTubers in the world.
I met him. Goldberg was there again. I didn't talk to him. I wasn't a big WWE fan.
You're going to sit there and just be like, yo, I loved you.
Yeah, I knew you.
Yeah, I knew who you were when I was young. I heard
your name before.
It's crazy. You were a celebrity whenever I was little.
Soup was there. I did their podcast. Soup. Dallas Soup.
Oh, the dude you told me about. Yeah.
I did their podcast before. But I met a guy named Todd. Not my dad. but it being a smaller thing, I met just a couple people. There were some regular faces there, but his YouTube content is that you're probably talking about his
probably
video.
So
they night vision hunt hogs, they run them down like that.
That's what they did.
But we were talking, he said, man, you should come out and hunt with me. I said, I will.
To tell him, say, you don't realize how much I would love to
I would do that in a heartbeat. Speaking of hunting, did I tell you about the predicament, not really a predicament, I was in with decisions? There were no decisions to make. It was just kind of like an aw moment.
No, I didn't. What happened?
I got it from the deer hunting show people. I got a text saying, hey, what are you doing May 18th? I said, I'm getting married. Why? They said, well, we were going to see if you wanted to come to Saskatchewan with us and
Wait, that's Canada, ain't it?
Yeah.
You have a passport and all that. You could have went.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They wanted me to come hunt black bear.
So are you just like going to repost on your wedding or what?
No. No, I don't think I'd have a wedding if no, but he said, "Well, no, man, that's understandable." He said, "Oh, we do it annually, so if you want to go next year." Yeah. It's just crazy to know that like in a month I could have been going to Canada.
Yeah, so. I mean, but now in a month you'll be getting married. So I mean that's a good thing as well.
Trapped.
Okay, so this trip to Canada, would it be like all expenses paid for? Or you have to pay for it yourself?
No, but it would have been
It would have been worth the whatever you would have had to pay, it would have been worth it.
The price there wouldn't have been crazy. I just think the aftermath, like if I wanted to do something with the bear hide or something, would probably be kind of pricey. And then you gotta ship stuff over.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So with this hunting stuff, you do I know you don't watch a lot of streamers. You know Sketch?
Yeah.
He does a lot of hunting as well. Yeah. I was watching the Sketch. He did a podcast with Jinxie not long ago, and he was talking about hunting, and Jinxie was like, "Wait, you hunt?" Sketch was like, "Love hunting. Hunt all the time." So he's apparently real avid and into Hello brother. He's super into hunting.
Oh, it's crazy how quick Sketch kind of just took over the internet. Man.
And the thing is, there's a lot of people that have blown up, like Neon. I mean, no disrespect. Somebody like Neon blows up, or Jack Doherty, and I don't get it. I don't get why. I look at it as from like the drama aspect. You know, people love drama. They love it. So I get it. They just want to watch somewhere. They know drama's going to be there. Tune in. But like, whenever I watch Sketch, the first time, hello, brother.
Tuesday.
Susan, like the first time I ever watched Sketch, I was like, I get it. I followed him, turned on notifications. I went to his YouTube. I subscribed to his YouTube. Yeah. Like whenever I seen Sketch, I get it with him. He's unironically one of the funniest ever.
I know his voice thing is not really how he talks.
Yeah.
But I actually saw a video that said how to talk like Sketch, and they said you got to talk like Donald Trump.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like I don't even know how to talk like Donald Trump. We got to make sure we throw the ball. I don't know. I can't.
You think it's what it's like? You think it's what it's like? It's not what it's like at all, brother.
But they said, well, I forget what character they said you had to mimic. You have to talk in Trump's mannerism and have like a different character voice, but. No, he sure did.
I get that for sure.
I saw where like NBA players during the games were saying like Tuesday, NFL players were doing like this.
Tuesday. Yeah. Well, he's friends with a lot of NFL players. That's like he one of the funniest clips I've ever seen was he was playing with this NFL player and the dude said drop the N-bomb, but like, you know what I'm saying, not the hard R, but like drop the N-bomb, and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry, Sketch. Like my bad, bro." It's Sketch like, "It's okay, brother. If you can say it, I can say it too." Just kidding. Yeah. it was so funny because the NFL player was cracking up. But like, I saw one of my favorite things that Sketch did. He was playing golf with Jinxie, and they were in Florida. There was like, I think they saw an alligator or something. He said, "A lot of predators here, a lot of apex predators, a lot of predators, two types of predators, alligators and then Jinxie."
Yeah.
Jinxie's a predator.
I just can't imagine being that quick-witted.
Yeah, and I feel like he's just grew up playing, like, Madden or play these games or, like, grew up talking shit with people. And so now it's just easy.
Like when he calls some – I don't know who he's talking to. He's like, "You fat mother."
Like, oh, yeah. He said, "Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about."
"Sorry for cursing."
Yeah. He was on a podcast or was on some sort of show. He was playing Madden. And somebody donated $5. Like, "Hey, Sketch, can you do me a favor? Can you call Dan Katz? No, can you tell Dan Katz to stop being lazy or calling fat or something like that?" And he just, "Dan Katz, you're a fat pussy. Sorry for cussing." everybody's laughing. They're like, "You know who Dan Katz is, right?" He just, "Who is that?" "That's Big Cat." I think it's like a huge, super famous NFL player. He's like, "That's Big Cat." And Sketch just, he got like so nervous. I love it.
I thought something, this is off topic, I thought this was cool. It's real nerdy, but do you know what a cicada is?
A cicada, that's like not a moth, but like the
big bugs that always go
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
A couple of years back, I think there was like a... There's types of cicadas that live in the ground for years.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember in like 2015, there was like, I don't know what it was, like a 13-year cicada or something. Mm-hmm. And they're like black with orange eyes. You don't see them every year. You see the regular ones all the time. Yeah. But I read something that said there's a 17-year cicada and a 13-year cicada that live in the ground. And 17 years, they come out.
Yeah.
But I think this year they're coming out simultaneously.
Same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw like, something about that on Twitter.
I think this is like the first time in forever or something. Mm-hmm. But I just thought that was cool.
No, that's huge. And it's something about this year, too, because apparently there's some sort of lunar or solar eclipse that's happening this year that won't happen again for another 100-something years.
I think
years.
It's happening in a couple days.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This year's crazy. Yeah. I seen that story about the cicadas. Yeah, they're all supposed to just burrow out the ground.
Yeah.
And I just imagine, you know, like the biblical times, like the locusts and all that kind of stuff. Imagine you just see just a bazillion cicadas.
Jesus.
Like you see just swarms of cicadas flooding the sky. Dude, that'd be scary, man. That'd be cool. Tough.
Yeah. I don't know. I've always said I hope life is like a movie. Like everything's boring. You go to work and this, that, and the third. But it'd be cool if one day you see a health bar forming in the sky.
Oh, bro.
King Kong.
I would cry.
Right. This is a movie. This is a game.
We're in a game. I'd love to be typed into something like that. You know what I'm saying? But I'd be so afraid because I know I'm not the main character. We're going to die.
You just hear... like Skyrim music.
Yeah. You just see a dragon fly over the sky.
No,
man. Because that's how I feel. I would always say, you know, I'd love to be in an anime or Sword Art Online. It's one of these, like, you deep dive in, full dive, like Dungeons and Dragons and Wizards. And I'd love to be in, like, a video game type spiel. But if I was to go in just me, who I am right now, I'm no main character. I'm one of those people that work at like a tavern. I feel like I'm the person that dies on level 4.
I'm just
like,
I'm just the NPC you see standing in the market.
That's what I'm saying. I work at the tavern. I'm just sitting there. Hello, sir. Would you like another ale? Like that's
these rats keep biting my knees. The rats are biting my ankles.
Oh man. The solar eclipse thing. Caroline likes the conspiracies. I can't talk, man. Conspiracy stuff. She said something like,
what kind of theory is she conspiring?
She said something like, did you hear like they're bringing the military out for the eclipse and stuff? I'm like, what?
Military for the eclipse?
I don't know if that's true, though. I think she read something. I mean,
they might bring the military somewhere.
You know,
like,
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, go ahead. And I'll tell you, let me see. Oh, we were talking about Sketch earlier.
Yeah.
Did you see Sketch did a stream with Steve Will Do It? Did you see that?
No, I saw bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Bit like little clips.
Sketch ended up giving him like a bet. Like Steve Will Do It was asking like for a bet for him to put down. And Sketch gave him a bet and Steve Will Do It ended up winning. And so what Steve Will Do It did, like he gave Sketch $50,000 in cash and a Rolex watch. Was like, yo, you helped me win that bet. So here's your cut. Sketch was like, what? And like he broke character. He was like normal voice and everything. He was like, dude, thank you so much. What, my first ever? There was like, is this your first ever Rolex? He said, first ever Rolly. This is it. Like, and they did like a. They were sitting there. They're doing another bet, and they like Steve lost his bet. He was sitting there just, damn it, man. And he turned around and looked, and Sketch is sitting on the couch. It's this hot chick just sitting on his lap. He just, whoa, Sketch, good job. He's a good job, man. Sketch just. It's just so funny.
Well, it's crazy with Sketch though because he's new, and I saw him in with Jinxie that one time, saying something like, "I just love your house." Like, blah. I don't know what they were talking about. He was like, "You should get one of your favorite streamer buddies to come move out here." And he said, "You don't have a house like this or something." He said, "I just started. I don't got money like that." But
yeah, so Jinxie was like, he was like, Sketch, How much money do you have saved up from, like, how much money have you made? How much money you got saved up, Sketch?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. It's like, I'm just now getting started, brother. It looks so good.
That is crazy to just be, like, at the top right now and you just started.
Oh, man. And that's the thing is he says all the time that he's uncomfortable streaming. He says as far as YouTube, making YouTube videos, posting that, he said he ain't got a problem with that. He said he gets uncomfortable streaming, like, because they say, you know, you look like you have a lot of nervous tics, always looking around. He said whenever he's streaming, he just.
Yeah.
What do I do here? What now? Like, because he, yeah. And I get that because, dude, whenever I'm streaming, like, if I'm playing a game, if I die on the game and we're just sitting there waiting for the game to start again, if I look over, if chat ain't moving, that's how I feel. I'm like, what now? Like, what do I do right now?
Well, we talked about that, and people in my stream wanted wanted us to talk about it. Like, that bums you out, like, streaming? That can kind of depress you if, like, it gets awkward in the stream or something?
So what gets me is, like I can go live at no matter what time I go live. I can go live at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. But, like, it's, like, every single stream, every single morning, whenever it gets, like, 10 a.m. my time, I know, like, a lot of, like, the big EU streamers, like Mongrel and Mr. Savage and all them, they all start going live during tournaments and everything. So, yeah, viewership goes down. But it's, like, what gets me is, like, I know as soon as 10 o'clock rolls around, I can look at my viewership. I can have 650 viewers. Whenever I finish my game, it's 10:15. I'll be at 600. I finish the next game, 10:35, I'll be at 550. Finish the next game at, like, 10:50, I'll have 520 viewers. It's like, I know at 10 o'clock, my chat just slows down and people just gradually just start leaving. I know they got to start work. People are doing tournaments, they want to watch tournaments, stuff like that. But, yeah, 100%. Yeah, dude, 100% it makes me depressed.
You catch yourself, like, always looking at the people who are up there and, like, thinking, "What? Why can't I do that?" Not that you're not up there, but I'm talking about, like, the ones that have 10,000 viewers or something like that.
Well, I know, like, as far as, like, the people with tens, like, thousands and thousands of views, they're there not because of Fortnite, but because of, like, other content that they're doing outside of it. They're a lot of the people that are big and up there in views now are there because they're solidified. They were playing Fortnite back whenever it was the biggest of the big. You know, like, if, like, Dakota's one of my favorite streamers to watch right now. Dakota's, he averages crazy amounts of viewership, and a lot of that has to do with, because, I mean, whenever he's got, like, 3 million on Instagram, 3 million followers on Instagram, just because he was just huge at the time. Like Ninja, Cypher PK, Nick A30, people like that, like, they're solidified. So I get why their viewership's up there. But, yeah, whenever I see other people around, like, the same level as mine, sometimes I get discouraged. But at the same time, I see people, viewership like mine, go way up, go way down. So,
yeah,
I'm happy with where I'm at. But, yeah, it definitely, whenever you're not growing, you feel like you're not doing nothing. So, yeah, it definitely gets something.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, when I was in San Antonio, though, I was going to say, I think I'm getting sick.
Go ahead and step on, back three steps if you don't mind.
Okay.
wipe down the mic.
No, I ain't doing that. It's my mic. but anyway, I got real sunburnt in San Antonio, Carolina. I was like, I think you're sick because of that. I said, no, I think I'm getting a sinus thing. Yeah. But my back of my throat's getting raw and all that jazz.
Uh-huh. You got nasal runnings and stuff like that? You think it was something to do with the sunburn?
No, that's stupid.
I would say, I've never heard that in my life. No, I've heard that rain can get you sick, but then I've also heard here lately that that's a myth. Like, you don't get sick from rain.
I think it's just this time, it's like all the pollen and stuff. Oh, but dude, I feel like all the pollen's gone now. It all got washed out.
Dude, if I leave my car out from under my carport overnight, my car is flooded, like, filled with pollen. Yeah. It is bad.
But, I got sunburned, though, but the ranch day in San Antonio was, I don't know, man, something about it was fun, but, like, I think I shot 4 guns.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the lines were, it's not that they were long, it's just they were taking long to get the guns to shoot.
Yeah.
And I'd be, like, when it was my turn, I was, like, waiting. I had this little short dude shoot some guns. Shoot a gun. You normally shoot a gun at somebody else's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was standing there, and he's, like, coming back around. Hey, can I shoot this one? I'm just like, look, you little bastard.
It's my turn.
Throw you out there.
That's one of those things. It's like, That's like going to a birthday party, like going to a kid's birthday party and trying to get full on their food. Like, man, get a slice of pizza, get a cake, and move on. You're not here to get four slices of pizza and get full at this party.
Well, the thing that baffled me was just the amount of people there that had no common decency. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see somebody standing there, they're probably waiting in line, and they're in front of you.
And so did they have a lot of guns out there to shoot? It was just like
– it was just slow movement.
Yeah.
But I ended up – and then I said, you know what? I'm going to go wait at the food truck. Last year they had, like, catering and stuff, and it was great. But they had a food truck. No, I'm not picky, but, like, the line was taking so long. But then on top of that, I was sitting there. I was in line forever, barely moving, and my friend said, yeah, man, I ordered my food 30 minutes ago. And I said – I ain't about to wait for a damn food truck burger or hot dog. I'm going to just go back to the hotel.
Yeah.
I ordered me a big burrito.
Huh.
And then I went and watched King Kong and Godzilla.
In your hotel?
No. Went to the theater.
Oh, at the theater? Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to just go enjoy my time.
Did you go to a food truck? You have to wait in a 45-minute line, order your food, and then wait 30 minutes on the food
Is I saw these military men waiting by the truck, and I said, they're all waiting for food, aren't they?
Yeah, they already placed their order.
But that was a fun movie, though. I don't want to spoil it.
I was gonna ask, but I actually plan on watching it. So
really,
yeah, don't spoil it for me.
Are you going to the theater?
You lied. I'm gonna go to the theater.
How are you gonna watch it?
I'm gonna go to the theater.
Okay. Yeah, he's a liar.
But yeah, I plan on watching it for sure, though. I mean, it's just one of those type of movies that I've been trying to watch movies here lately, just because I haven't had television, other than like Netflix, stuff like that. So like people be like, yo, have you seen like Interstellar? I haven't seen Interstellar. I want to watch that. That's on my list.
There's so many. I've seen it. I think I know what it is, because I think I've heard so many people say, have you watched Interstellar? Or there's always so many movies that have similar names.
Yeah.
And they're all like these.
It's the one with Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. They're always these psychological thrillers, but they're all named Interstellar, Tenor Leller, just all kinds of Paris, just, I can't keep up with all these names.
See, I have so many people that be like, you haven't seen Boondock Saints, and I've seen Boondock Saints whenever I was young. Don't remember anything about it. It's my brother's favorite movie of all time, but I don't know anything about it. If it ain't Will Ferrell, I probably don't know nothing about the movie.
I just don't watch shows or movies unless like I'm just it's just a part of the series that I'm into.
Yeah, you gotta be interested in it.
Ironically, King Kong, the King Kong Godzilla stuff. Planet of the Apes. There's a monkey theme going on. I just like monkey movies.
You got a theme for them primates, man.
We ain't nothing but primates.
Ain't nothing but a goddamn monkey, man. Ain't nothing but a monkey.
But the only criticism I had
about the ranch?
No,
about the movie. Yeah.
Godzilla is like in the. I don't. If you don't want any spoilers, it's not that much. Just skip forward. Godzilla in the movie's like early spending all this time powering up because he can tell there's something he's going to have to fight.
Yeah.
He evolves, all this. And at the end, it seems like the last final fight's like 5 minutes to where it's like, man, you spent all the movie powering up.
Yeah, and never, you know what I'm saying?
It didn't seem like it made that much of a difference. So, I don't know.
So, like, whenever you say powering up, was it like Super Saiyan just
he turned like Godzilla Super God Mode 4 or something, but I just didn't see the difference, you know.
Yeah. Just he could have fought him normal mode, and it would have still been the same spiel.
And this goes for the people that have seen it. Have you seen the trailers?
Yeah.
There's like a baby Kong, like a little red one. Have you seen that?
I think I do. It's not.
There's like a there's a scene where King Kong's like sees a shadow coming out of the fog, and it's a little baby Kong almost.
Yeah.
That baby Kong is like 149 feet tall, which they're titans. They're supposed to be big.
Yeah.
But Kong on his first ever movie, he was like almost like he was shorter, but he was real mature, almost like an adult. He's like 100 feet tall. So, like, in his first movie, he's like 50 feet shorter than obvious baby.
Then a baby King Kong is literally almost, it's, what is that, half its the half the height added on top of it. Yeah.
But somebody made a point. They said, well, they get so nerdy. You have to be such a nerd to get into these movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, he was on Skull Island, and he was the last of his kind, taking up all the radiation. Now, Sugo is in the Hollow Earth. It's just, it's like, okay.
They
could have just avoided doing all that stuff and just made him shorter.
Yeah, that's like the TLDRs, like those Reddit things, dude. If you ever want to dive into something, they got a Reddit twit longer type. You will find out anything you need to find out about anything.
Mm.
They got that lore. If you want to figure out what's going on in this TV show, like The Lost. If you want to figure out what's going on Lost, if you got Lost trying to figure out, they got Reddit that explains everything. Animes. They got Star Wars Reddits of like different, like anything, they dive into everything.
I just remember Lost the first time I watched it. We watched, it was like in our middle school math class.
Mm-hmm.
We watched like the first episode and I was like, okay. And then all of a sudden there's like a rumbling in the jungle to some big monster stomping around roaring. And I was into it. I just like monsters.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But then I was like, man, I'm gonna go home and watch this. Let me just take a sneak peek of the monster. And it's effing Smoke.
Yep, Smoke Monster.
That's so stupid.
You know what is crazy? There's another show that was on Netflix called The 100. You ever watch The 100?
I watched the first season, I think. The one thing I could not get over was the acting was
so bad.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're all super young. So, yeah, it's just that's why it's like that, I think. Mm. But in, like, season 4 of The 100, one of their monsters, like a Smoke Monster, it's like a smoke thing. So, yeah. I feel like there's some sort of relation there or something.
You watch that far?
The 100?
Yeah.
Dude, I loved The 100.
Really?
I thought the actual, like you said, the acting, terrible. Clark and Bellamy wasn't bad.
The girl in there that was like the tough girl.
Yeah.
I could not
stand Octavia.
Yeah, that's what
Octavia.
It is. Octavia.
Well, I think it was, to me, it was Clark. Clark had the same face the entire time. That's what I couldn't stand about Clark. But Octavia, I thought she was hot as hell. So
I don't know what she looked like.
I didn't mind that. But I remember watching the 100. It was, I liked the plot of it. People up in space, they only have a limited amount of air supply, this and that, only a limited amount of food. You're only allowed one child per this and this. You gotta do jobs. If you don't do the jobs, law and order. Break this, you break a rule, they freaking dust you, send you into outer space. Like, I really like I love the plot of the story. And then it gets even deeper. Like, whenever they go down to Earth, whatever the planet is, they go down to it.
Zorlon.
Yeah. And I think it's in like season 2 or 3. But they start getting into, you see anything about like the chip?
Chips?
No, it's like the chip. It's like I forgot what they call it.
I only watched season 1, and I'll say I probably was on my phone during the
It was, it, honestly, man, the like I said, the story, if the 100 was a book, it probably is a book.
Yeah.
If you was to read the book, the 100, you'd probably love it.
Mm.
But I think it's the actors that did it bad, but I'm telling you. The plot and the story of it was very good. I loved it.
Yeah. With like King Kong and stuff though, I've been getting so nerdy. I stayed up late last night to where I woke up like this.
Yeah.
I had a King Kong hangover.
What was you watching last night?
Oh, I wasn't really watching. I was just looking up stuff. I was looking up because they're bringing old kaiju from the old Godzillas and
stuff. Yeah, like Moth and all that.
Yeah. Just Moth. Just you see a little moth.
Well, not a.
His name is Mothra. Get it right. But I said, you know what I've noticed?
What?
They haven't made a movie called King Kong yet. So I said, I bet what's going to happen is he's going to do some stuff and prove that he's King Kong. You know, I know what they're leading up to.
So you think it's going to be like.
He's
just Kong right now. And
he dethroned. I ain't gonna say how. I ain't gonna say who. He dethroned bad guy in the past movie.
Okay.
I just know what's gonna happen is there's gonna be some challenge to where they're like, all right, he beat Zorlog the snake. He's King Kong now.
Yeah.
Like that's what they're gonna do.
That's what I said. Like he's gonna come like full circle. Like they're gonna bring in, like you said, the Titans, Mothra, and all them, and then it's gonna be like that old Nintendo 64 game, Rampage. Just a bunch of big monsters fighting each other. And then once he, I guess whenever he maybe defeats them all, then he's the King Kong.
Something like that. It has to be. And then Dwayne Johnson's going to make an appearance. And they're going to make this move.
And then he's going to beat King Kong. And then he's going to be the King Kong.
Oh, yeah. They're going to make this whole series. Like Jack Black will be in it for some reason. Just stuff like that. They'll make a version where Godzilla can talk. And Chris Pratt will voice Godzilla. Hey, what's up, King Kong?
With a Mario hat on top of his head. Yo.
Oh, taste this. And he shoots his lightning beam out.
Did you ever watch the Mario movie?
I did. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I actually really liked it a lot.
I was so worried, man. He's voicing Garfield too here soon.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he gonna do Chris Pratt voice, or is he gonna like try to do a?
I think the trailer's out. I think he is doing Chris Pratt's voice. He's really good at his voice.
Yeah, it's very good.
Nah, he's great. I like him, but
Yeah, he's one of my favorite actors for sure.
But no, somebody said he's snatching up all the childhood movies, like Thanos's.
Just collect them all. The Infinity Gauntlet.
I was worried about the Mario thing, and I like what they did, though, so he didn't have to talk in a Mamma Mia voice. Mm-hmm.
That probably would have been cringy.
Yeah, that was just like their real-life gig, like they were trying to be plumbers. So I said, okay, I get it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's fair.
See, let me see. We talked about the ranch. Is there anything else you want to – anything you can think of off the top of your head?
I ain't been doing nothing, dude. I've just been – sitting around my bath, I'm being at my bathroom remodel.
Yeah, that's about it. Let's see, I put up a couple of questions.
Okay.
From the last video.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right. One of the first questions is, if there was a box filled with everything that you had ever lost, everything in your life that you had ever lost, what would be the first thing you would try to look for in that box?
I don't know what I've lost.
You don't know anything that you ever. So like for me,
my mind.
I remember whenever I was a kid. I had the movie Toy Soldier.
Yeah, that was such a good movie.
It's such a great movie. Well, the main character, the dude that looked like Predator,
I'm a monster and the Seraph the Gorgonite.
I used to have a toy of him.
Why don't you buy it on eBay somewhere?
Because it won't be the same. I used to have a toy of him.
There's a Spinosaurus toy I used to have. Sorry, keep
going. We was at JW Gaines. They're playing had a basketball game. And I remember playing with it on the bleachers, and then I don't remember what happened next, but next thing I remember, I was looking for it, and it was just gone. I remember I was under the bleachers. I was everywhere trying to find it. But yeah, if there was a box just filled with everything I'd ever lost, it would probably be that, just because sentimental value, it had so much value to me as a kid.
Mm. I just remember I just was so obsessed with Jurassic Park toys.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my stepbrother, I got one really cool toy for Christmas. And we were like, he was so much older than us. We were like wrestling in our room and he fell and broke its leg. And I got it like a day before he did that.
Yeah.
And I just remember I brought it to my house. That was so sad. He just kind of was like, oh, whoops.
Yeah, just
smiled about it.
That toy sucks. I don't care about that toy. Dude,
I would always make him fight and stuff.
Did your mom glue it back together?
She got me another one.
Oh, did she?
And my uncle, you know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I think they got it from the old toy. We're gonna throw it away, and he wanted it to try to just being cheap.
Yeah,
he just didn't want to buy a toy
He just here you go. Here's your pet dinosaur. Go ahead. What you gonna name it? Just.
Stevie.
What do you mean? Did you get this out of a dumpster?
Yeah.
It's missing a leg.
Oh, you were talking about Small Soldiers. Do you remember that movie, what was it, Indian in the Cupboard?
Heck yeah.
Where they had that little chest and they could... Dude, after that movie, I wanted something like that for so long.
Really?
They put like Star Wars toys in their dinosaurs. Mm-hmm. Dude, I thought that was such a cool concept.
Just whatever you put in there, bring it to life or whatever?
Yeah, dude, I would... If I could do that, dude, I'd get a giant fish tank, and I would just turn my dinosaurs real, like mini dinosaurs, and put them in there like mini dinosaurs.
And see, that's what, whenever I was young, I used to think whenever like Night of the Museum came out, whenever that movie came out, I always thought, it always made me think of The Indian in the Cupboard, and it made me always think of Toy Story, how just like everything, boom, just in a flip of a switch, whenever the lights go out, whenever the kid leaves the room, the toys come to life. Whenever you do like the cupboard thing, they do that. Whenever the lights go off at the museum, things come back to life. I remember just thinking, whenever I was younger, I remember just looking at my toys, just...
When are you mother gonna move?
Just bitch
and
blink.
I'm gonna see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to watch you guys talk. Just, you're a psycho in your room all night just looking for your toys to move.
So dumb, man.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was a great movie, though. Indian in the Cupboard, that was a great movie. I'm trying to think of other older movies around that time.
That just makes me think of all the... Because that's like a movie you'd watch at school in elementary. 100%. Like, when they rolled in the TV on the cart, like, that's what they'd play. That and, like, Homeward Bound and stuff.
What was the number... Okay, so if you're... Just take yourself back in time.
Okay.
Teacher's rolling in a TV into the room. What show, what movie do you see them putting on? Boom, they've just pressed play. What's coming on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whenever you think about back in the day, school, teacher putting on a movie to watch, what movie comes to your mind? I got two.
I feel like Finding Nemo.
I was about to say, mine, Finding Nemo. Yeah. I feel like that was always on in 24/7.
But that movie just never gets old, dude.
And Holes. I feel like any time a teacher has rolled in a television to the classroom, it's always either been Holes or Finding Nemo.
See, I wasn't going to say Holes. I feel like if you just turned on Disney Channel, Holes would be on.
But I remember it was, God, I can't remember what her name was. She, one year we had like an elective class, and it was driver's ed. And so I took driver's ed at school through.
Oh, the big lady?
With the beard. The big lady with the beard. Dude, she had us at least once a week, if not twice a week.
We had it with her?
Yeah.
We had it with Dirk.
We would just walk. No, I had it with her. We would just either once or twice a week, we'd go in there, and she would just put on that movie, and we would just be chilling at the wazoo.
Dude, that Dirk, he did not. I don't know how he had a job. He would give us worksheets. None of us would read the books. We'd cheat from each other, turn it in, get an A. I remember history class, we'd be goofing off during group assignments, and I'd just look back, and he'd be like...
Asleep.
Just snoozing.
That's how I remember, what was his name? It was like Dirk and then him, and he wore glasses.
Jason?
No, not Mr. Graves. It was someone else. He used to wear glasses. Dang, I can't remember what his name was, but he was like an older fella.
Quinn?
No, not Mr. Quinn. Not Mr. Quinn.
We don't go through all of our teachers.
It was like, I feel like it was junior high.
Trent Smith?
No, not Mr. Smith. Maybe right after junior high. I don't remember what his name was. He might have been that Dirk Graves, Jason Graves.
Reeves?
Reeves, Coach yeah. Reeves.
You know, ironically, he was in my dream like 2 nights ago.
Really?
I was just in my dream, I was in an airport, and he was sitting at like this coffee shop, and he just started talking.
Yeah.
Really random. I ain't seen him in forever.
Coach Reeves, that dude, nah, if we're talking about favorite teachers.
That was my basketball coach.
He was one of my favorites, dude. Like, I remember he didn't take no crap from no one. He would, if you were sleeping in his class, he'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Pick up a big book, walk out there to your desk, bow, slam the book on your desk, wake you up like that. Oh, man.
I just remember, like, his class, too, was just one of the ones we cheat into.
Oh, dude, that's what I was thinking whenever he was talking about, like, cheating, classes cheating. He was one of those other teachers that just, like, there was nothing to it.
That's class that Shaniqua broke my Nintendo DS.
Mm-hmm. She wanted that Pokemon of yours, man.
We got Pokemon Black and White, I think it was. And we would just bring him to class. When we were done, we'd play him. And she said, let me see it. And I was like, no. No, I'm playing my game.
Yeah.
And she went to snatch it. She grabbed it from the top and broke the whole thing. And I just sat there like this. And she just was like. And I just was like. And she said, I'll buy you another one. I said, no, you won't.
No, you're not. So. That's like whenever.
Just one of those moments like, well. I don't know if I can get away with punching a lady.
I like when Brian Jensen and them stole my Game Boy. They stole my Game Boy, and I just bought Pokemon Black or White. I forgot which one I had, but stole my Game Boy, and I knew it was them. I knew they stole it, called them out for it and everything. I was sitting there, and like whenever, because I remember was out on the football field, was playing football, and I remember just looking up and – Brian Jensen and Dwayne Dubois, they were in the gym still, and they were the only two in the gym. And I remember looking up and seeing them walk down the little concrete little pathway, and both of them just looking directly at me. And I'm just, Just not, didn't think anything of it. Mm. Whenever I got on the bus to go home from school and I reached in my bag and it wasn't there, it immediately came to my head, Brian and Dwayne stole my Game Boy. Mm. And so...
You were ready to blow up the school after that. Dude, you were heated forever.
Not forever, I wasn't, but
carving their names at your desk.
Well, I went up there the next day, like very next day of school, I went up there, threatened to kick their ass. I was like, dude, you can't, they're like, it wasn't me. I was like, you can't tell me it wasn't you. I know it was you. Like, I was talking to Brian, before, it was little, you know what I mean? But I was
little people can get it too, man.
That's what I'm saying. I was like,
If you should be stepping on eggshells.
Eggshells, okay. But you can ask him, like, in our, especially our grade, there was zero bullying. There was, like, nobody bullied anybody. The only person in our class that got somewhat bullied was Rizzy Ross.
He'd start stuff all the time.
I was about to say, if he got into any trouble, it was because he did it himself.
No.
We tried our hardest to make everybody feel included. We gave Rizzy nicknames, just trying to say, he was cool people. So we just do everything we can to make sure everybody felt included. So there was like no bullying. But I bullied Brian that day. I was like, look, man, you little shit. I was like, give me my fucking Game Boy. I remember
Ms. Seward, though, like, said, hey, they were nice enough to turn it in. I can't tell you who it was, but they kept the game.
Well, yeah, that's what happened.
But that day, you were pissed. I remember Ms. Seward said, Trevor, you need to relax. They could have just not brought it.
I didn't have money back then. I had no money. Mom and dad split up, and we were...
Yeah. I ain't saying you're wrong.
So money was tight.
Yeah.
And so I had finally saved up enough money to buy that game. If my mom didn't buy me a game, I just didn't have the game. I just played whatever I had. And so whenever I saved up the money and I bought that with my own money.
Yeah.
Cause like all my friends had Pokemon, and I was so jealous and just wanted to be a part of the group and play Pokemon with
the group was just me and you.
Well, that was, you know what I mean? But I just wanted so badly to just play the game. And so whenever I finally, you know, saved them enough money and bought it, they stole my Game Boy, like I said, but they brought it back the 2 days later, the day after I threatened them. And then, like I said, the very next day, Game Boy was there. Game wasn't. And I told her, I bought the 2DS and Pokemon at the same time. I was like, dude, it was a pink 2DS. I was like, I bought it from GameStop used. I was like, the whole reason why I got this 2DS was so I can play Pokemon White or Black with my friends. I was like, I don't want the Game Boy if I ain't got the game. I was like, this is bullshit, blah, blah, this, that, like that. And then she was like, no. She was like, nah, what you need to do, you need to be thankful because most people don't even get this back. You need to be thankful, blah, blah. I was like,
that just reminds me of the time that I had these reversible shorts. Like, one side was like black and red.
Yeah.
The other side was silver. And I don't know. I love those shorts a lot. And all of a sudden, I was like, man, I don't know where those went.
Yeah.
And I got asked one year to throw shot put for the field and track team of ours.
Yeah.
And I remember at practice, we were sitting in the grass getting ready to practice. And I just see Jordan Shepherd, he's a lot skinnier than me, a lot smaller. And he's wearing shorts that look just like the ones I had.
Shorts. Yeah.
And they were rolled up because obviously they were meant for a bigger person.
Yeah.
I do the, Jordan, where'd you get them shorts from? He says, I got these from my house. I said, those look like mine. He said, no, I brought these from my house. He said, you sure? He said, yeah. I said, I can't prove it.
Yeah, I'm saying, ain't nothing else you can do from there.
But then all of a sudden, I see you wearing them when I come and stay at your house. So my shorts went from Jordan to you, and you said, oh, I got these from Dylan French. My shorts went from me to Jordan to Dylan to you back to me. you gave them back. So
it's a full circle. Yeah. That's when like I said, mom and dad got separated. We ended up moving there on like Hood Loop. With Hunter McGrath, my cousin, ended up moving him in with us, and we're staying over there. And we lived right beside Dalton and Dylan and all of them. Yeah. That's whenever I started being bad, honestly. Rat, yeah. Yeah, that's whenever I started getting into my shit, was literally just down the road, was Kurt and them, Dalton, had Dylan, Kelsey right up the road, Amy right down the road, and then Kaylin lived right a throw from me. I was dating her at the time. Dude, I was just there. I was just.
You were in Hood Rat City.
I was living in an environment
there.
You
were there. in the rat pack.
I was living in an environment there, man.
You mentioned Austin Ross when we were talking about him being starting stuff. I remember I punched him one time. Yeah. If you don't know, he's. Look, I'll tell you the story, but just for the people that don't understand, he has a physical handicap, but he thinks normally. Mm-hmm. But this son of a squirrel came running at me, jumped up in the air, and kicked me in the stomach. Like a flying kick. And I said, hell no, not bang. He said, I'm sorry. I was just. He ran and kicked me.
He was running on a karate move, man.
I jammed my fingers when he did it.
Oh, really? Caught you on that? And that was back when he was trying to take basketball seriously. So you...
Just out of the blue. Said, I don't care who you are. You come and karate kick me and try to knock my wind out.
And Rizzy Ross don't care about nothing, man. He don't care. Rizzy Ross, the boss, don't give a yuck about nothing.
I never really did the whole punching people thing. There are some people I should have punched back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
If I could go back,
that we let slide with some stuff.
Yeah, there was one. You remember Colin? One thing I always think about, they were like bullying Hunter at recess. And I'm stupid me. I was so passive. I just was like, oh, that's messed up. But like he did something like flicked all this corn at Hunter with a spoon. And like now I'm like, man, I wish I could go back. I'd have dropped that.
Pummeled him way later.
But I punched Amos before. We were all joking and laughing, and Zane was like headbutting him, and I was holding him. And then, for some reason, instead of going to Zane, he comes to me and like punches me in the chest or something. I'm like, yeah. We were playing, and I walked over, hey, and I hit him right here. He showed me he had a bruise this big around from me punching him. I punched him hard. I jammed my fingers that time too, but I don't know. We were playing. Like, why are you gonna punch me for?
It was just.
Well, that's like when Daryl, our friend Daryl Knight, he slapped the piss out of Blake because Blake always wanted to tell him on the bus, Daryl, you're fat. Daryl said, "Call me fat one more time." He said, "You're fat." Daryl walked over, bam! just smacked him right across the face, and Blake just was like this. Didn't hurt. That's what he said. He said, it didn't hurt. And I'm just like,
damn. It looked like it did.
That shit hurt.
It sure looked like it did.
You lied. You know you lied, too. That's why you look.
Daryl's kind of like Garth. Like, they're both a couple of creatures. It's like, you know, Daryl, one of my favorite stories of Daryl, other than the dog bit my lip off to his sister, one of my favorite stories of Daryl is just whenever it was all at your house and We ran out of the room. We ran back in, and we didn't see Daryl nowhere. And I turned, and he was behind the door, in like a corner. With his Daryl, what are you doing? He just
it was so weird.
I was like, what's going on?
He's
gonna
be in my wedding too, so he'll be here.
Is he?
Yeah,
good man. I love that. I'd love to see Daryl there.
But I remember after he slapped the fire out of Blake. Blake looked at me. And said, "Should I go beat him up?" I'm like. 10 minutes has gone by. Like,
yeah, it's over with,
what
man.
What are you talking about?
It's over with.
But then, like, he gets up, and I'm like, here we go.
Yeah.
And they stand up like this. Daryl knows what's happening. They stand up. He's in one aisle. Daryl's in the other. They don't raise a left hand at all.
Yeah.
They're just,
straights.
And it was so strange. It was like just... watching the same person fight himself or something, but like I think Daryl had a slight concussion, but Daryl's fragile. He had nosebleeds. If a ladybug flew by Daryl, his nose would bleed. So
if the wind blew a little bit too hard in the wrong direction, Daryl's nose would start bleeding.
But I think Blake kind of milked it. He was like, "Yeah, that's why I gave him a concussion." I was like, "But you got kind of embarrassed the first time." No offense, Blake, but this was we're older now. We can talk about it.
Just like, look, man, y'all tied. The fight was a tie. You did give him a concussion, but he bitch slapped the crap out of you. So it's like, you know, it's what and what, man.
But for calling somebody fat over and over, you gotta deserve
you're
it.
Gonna, yeah, yeah. You're gonna, yeah. I grew up fat my whole life. If Zach wouldn't have just been just fat, it would probably bother me too.
But here's the thing about Blake, though. I remember he always, like, even since that was in high school, in elementary, he always would attack Daryl like that. Because I remember in elementary, I'd hear him calling like Daryl fat and stuff. And I remember being a kid saying, hey, man, you really shouldn't call that. You might be hurting his feelings. He said, all right, y'all change it. He'd tell Daryl, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden he just wanted to go on the attack.
It's do you think it had something to do with like maybe he was not jealous or nothing like that, but like, you know,
I think it was like trying to pick on somebody.
Just something feel. Stick out.
Yeah. I think it was just trying to.
I mean, Blake was always a cool dude.
Yeah, he was a cool dude, but for some reason he picked on Daryl. Like
easy target, man.
I think he just needed that one person, you know.
And what's crazy is, I guess I never really saw. I didn't do
well because we all lived on the same road. Bullying.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like you think it like might have been like some jealousy because like it was literally you, Daryl, Blake, Reed. Like y'all all stayed right beside each other. So like I imagine if Daryl and Reed come over, they go swimming. Blake didn't get invited. He'd be like,
well, I don't know about that because Blake would he did the country stuff. Like he would. I get kind of sad he wouldn't invite me to Mudfest to ride food with.
Yeah.
But he, I don't know. I don't think so.
He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he's real cool. But then, I don't know. Him and Daryl. He didn't like Daryl. I don't know. Daryl might have said stuff like, oh, you're gay or something like that.
I mean, Daryl was playing Xbox 360 back then. He was on that 360 Live. He probably had a vocabulary on him.
I think Daryl was, I don't know. Maybe Daryl started it because he might have said, Blake, you're gay. I could see him doing that. And then maybe Blake retaliated. I don't know who
you're
started.
You're gay.
That's what he would say, I think. He's like, you're gay. I don't know. I really don't know who started it now, but all I remember is Blake would call Daryl fat all the time.
You just knew who finished it.
Yeah. Hey,
bow, bow.
Yeah.
Well. See, that's a good thing. Like that was like with riding buses.
Yeah.
I used to hate riding the bus, though, because
I liked it, man. It was like
One of the first ones on and one of the first ones off. I hated that long drive, man.
Wait, you mean the last ones off?
But yeah, I was one of the first ones on, last ones off. Yeah.
Oh, dude, we were always the last ones. School would let out at 3:30. We wouldn't get home till like damn near 5.
Yeah, yeah. I would get home. We'd get home around like 4:20.
And we could have walked. It was like a 10-minute walk. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we didn't.
It was legitimately. Whenever I would get on, it would be two other people on that bus, and then it would be an hour to an hour, 15 minute ride. And then I remember. When my brother, when Zach turned 16, he got his own truck, would not let me ride to school with him because it would crab his style. Like, if his little brother pulled up with him in his truck, it would crab. So he made me still ride the bus for so many years, man.
Your mom didn't make him?
Well, my mom got to a point to where...
just fight it out.
My mom got to a point to where, like, I think... his 12th grade year, his last year, she was like, hey, you're taking him to school with you. Mm. But the 12th grade year, he had to take me, Haley, and Hannah to school. So it was like he was carpooling at that point. Yeah, he had no choice. Mm. I think that might have been what it was. I think Hannah finally started going. I think Hannah started 7th grade. And then they were like, yo, she needs to be protected. We need to protect Hannah. And so it was like, can you bring her to school? Bring her to school. So I think that's how it ended up turning out.
Oh. Well, we're past an hour, ain't we?
Yeah, we should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tell your uncle about this podcast.
We would greatly appreciate it to the very tip of tip of the iceberg. We'd greatly appreciate it, man.
Quick announcement too. I know our podcast ain't big, but it's like why not have it out now? I sell with a website called Bunker Branding shirts and stuff. Merch is now available. If you want to purchase a Lay It Out podcast shirt, go to bunkerbranding.com or it should be in our YouTube channel's About Me thing, but that's where you can find it.
And I have one of our Lay It Out hoodies. I'll probably wear it next podcast. That way you guys can see what it looks like for the next podcast. But yeah, I do have one of the Lay It Out hoodies in. And like I said, the merch is on the website. Check it out. Bunker Branding. It should be linked on the YouTube. We appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all for everything. I love y'all. Peace.
Deuces.
All right.